Williams, and I lived at 457 Lahaina Lunar Road. And I just, I definitely encourage this whole fire to be investigated further, not only for just legislation, but just on a criminal level. I'll just tell you my story. About three blocks where the fire's going off. I immediately knew there was a fire because I'd been watching it personally, but didn't even have time to get into the car and drive. The roads were already blocked. My driveway, I wouldn't have even been able to get out of my driveway if I wanted to. Luckily, my key actually broke when I tried to get in, and so I had to run down. But thank you, God, that was my saving grace. If I was in my car listening to all the policemen that were out there, I would have been dead, like most of my other friends and relatives. Ran down to Lahaina Lunar Road, got down to the light. Luckily, I found my daughter down there in her truck, so I did get into a vehicle at that point. We're being blocked right there. Couldn't go anywhere by a police officer. But we just were one of the smarter people, disobeyed the cops. I just went down. We had to go down Front Street in order to save ourselves. I had a whole family in my car, including the two-year-old. There was no way I was going to sit there and listen to this cop telling us to stay put. Went down Front Street, total mess, so many cars. I mean, we're looking at 10,000 people trying to get out right away, all at the same time in the tiny little streets of Lahaina. Everybody being forced to Front Street, not being able to drive on the highway because there were some power lines down in that immediate area. We went through Safeway parking lot, saw the power lines there. So we ended up going out. Finally, we did escape out the Fleming's Chart House exit to go north. We went north. Free sailing at that point after Fleming's got out there, they hadn't blockaded us yet. I was one of the lucky few that got out that way. No power lines whatsoever. It was a safe exit all the way north, and we got to Honokoai that way. After me, though, they decided to block it. And there was still no power lines down because I did come out the next morning and I saw the death trap. It was where there were no power lines still yet the following morning. Everybody could have gotten out. Everybody could have gotten out. It was free sailing going north. But the police officer there, quote unquote, from direct other residents who talked to him, were walking, saw all the cars stopped. He finally walked all the way up to the front at the exit. Policeman standing there, and the guy said to the policeman, "There's a fire. The fire is coming. You got to let these people go. I've got orders." We need to investigate that. Who is giving these cops orders? I mean, if the police officer might be taking orders, it's not his fault personally, but there's somebody above him that did this, and they need to investigate that. John said the far end of Front Street was blocked, bringing him in that way, and then blocked this way. It's obvious we were intentionally trapped, and I hope that this gets investigated further. And I have the eyewitnesses who have spoken to that cop directly.
Thank you,
thank you,
Ms. Williams. Before you go, I just wanted to clarify the purpose for a council investigation. Would be for legislation to be written. There is other investigations going on.
Good.
Attorney General, that thing that I read in the beginning, they could find criminal liability, but that's not, I just wanted to clarify, that's not anything that.
Yeah, I kind of realized that when I got here this morning, that's what more of your point. But for everything,
yeah,
I wanted to share that all that information so that you can do what you need to do for your legislation, and hopefully it helps the criminal investigation as well.